USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Walmart, the country's largest private employer, says it will no longer require vaccinated workers and shoppers to wear masks in stores and warehouses, except where cities require it. And regarding the CDC lifting restrictions for those that are fully vaccinated, Republicans believe it had more to do with politics than science.
This is poll-driven. I mean, look, this is they always say trust the science, but we know what it's been. It's been trust the polls, trust the teachers' union.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict continues to escalate. Israel Defense Forces tweeting three rockets were fired toward Israel from Syria, with one not making it out of that country. This comes after reports said that one man was killed and another wounded by Israeli soldiers at the border with Lebanon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Efforts to encourage a de-escalation of violence between Israel and the Palestinians are ongoing, so says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki during her daily briefing.
As the President conveyed in his statement, Israel has the right to self-defense. Our focus remains on continuing to use every lever at our disposal to de-escalate the situation on the ground.
Psaki blaming Hamas and calling it a terrorist organization. New York's Elise Stefanik is the new chair of the House Republican Conference.
I have prioritized listening to all members of our Republican Conference, and my focus is on unity because that's what the American people and that's what our voters deserve.
House Republicans selecting Stefanik in a closed-door meeting. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy came out of the meeting with Stefanik and slammed Democrats, citing gas lines and inflation. Stefanik replaces Wyoming's Liz Cheney. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of the top stories of the day, with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announcing that they're easing the guidance on mask wearing indoors for people that have been vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is saying that children under the age of 12 should still wear masks indoors. And when it comes to relaxing mask restrictions for adults, Dr. Scott Gottlieb is the former commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. He tells CNBC,
"We're at a point right now where prevalence is declining. I think the worst you could say about the action that the CDC took is, well, maybe they could have waited another week. But there's a lot of people saying they should have done this a week ago as well. So that's the challenge of governing. You have to make a decision. The CDC had to draw a line in the sand. I think inevitably we were going to be relaxing these mask guidelines at some point over the month of May, given the fact that prevalence levels are declining. The percent of the population that's still vulnerable to COVID, meaning that they face a significant risk of a bad outcome from COVID, has declined substantially because we've vaccinate the most vulnerable Americans. At some point, we're going to have to move past coronavirus and start living normally again. And, you know, we're at that point right now. We're right at the cusp of being able to take masks off and start re-engaging."
Former Major League Baseball star Alex Rodriguez is set to become an NBA owner. On Friday, the Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx announced Glenn Taylor has reached an agreement with Rodriguez and tech mogul Mark Lohr on the sale and future ownership of the teams. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.